What we have is the fact that Iowa is the national story is Iowa is surging in terms of its 14-day positivity rate,
which is true.
Which is more per capita?
It has gone up.
It has gone up significantly, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure what is causing. I mean, I think it's. I said, and my wife and I were talking, and I think we use the term. A lot of people, it's coronavirus fatigue. They're tired of being told, you know what? I can't do this. I can't do that. So I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And I think we have no mask mandate. I think that's actually, I think right now we need a mask mandate.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. I think that we.
But is that going to happen?
And we've got a lot of people. And again, I know that they were actually shutting down the bars. I know in Ames, I think at 10 o'clock.
Certain counties, yes.
I don't know what they're doing at Iowa City, but you know. A large group of college kids get together, and if they go to a bar, you know, they're not going to be socially distanced. And
that's one possible cause.
It's certain, but it doesn't. You know, what I'm saying is, it may explain some of the surge in those two counties. But I'm guessing. But you also have the college kids are going to get together in a lot of other places too.
Yeah. Well, what you also have to realize, University of Iowa. I mean, you have to be 21 to get into the bars, and I would say 3/4 of the kids going to that college aren't 21 yet. So they're going to be drinking and getting together outside of that capacity. So closing the bar isn't going to have any effect on these kids getting together.
Are you saying they don't have fake IDs anymore?
Not as good as they used to be, Steve. It's hard to make those holograms. Yeah.
Yes. No, we're being facetious a little bit. But the fact is, we have it. Lee County is surging right now. And there's no reason why Lee County would surge. The only thing that occurs to me is that Lee County is surging about 2.5 weeks after an event called Riverfest.
Yeah.
And I tend to think that there has to be some, I'm betting that there has to be some kind, if you were to do contact tracing on the surge in that particular county, I would think you would have a fair number that would be connected one way or the other.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, there's probably some cases that came out of Riverfest. And that's the hard thing about this. It's hard to point
you
and say.
Well, the problem is it's a little bit like, okay, if you had together, if you got a bunch of people together, doesn't have to be a large, and they all go to get together with other people. Then all of a sudden, if they all got it together, and then they go in various places and spread, then it's going to be, you know, it's like it's the old commercial for shampoo. I told three friends, and eventually everybody knew.
It's easy to point to a local event, you know, and say that, hey, that could have caused it. But many people are going to events out of state and, you know,
right.
We know a whole bunch of people all
Sturgis,
across the country went
I
to
know.
Sturgis. Yeah. I know down in the Lake of the Ozarks, just this past weekend, they had a big shootout, like boat racing weekend. Mm-hmm. And I know hundreds of people from this area, from Burlington, that went down there and were posting all over their social media, standing at a pool party with hundreds of people, no masks.
Here's a little known. I was watching a little of the Friday night lights, I think it is on Channel 8. They were showing a football game. It was at Quad City. It was an Illinois team and playing. I think it was Illinois, not Geneseo, but it was the Rock Island, the Rocks, and somebody else playing. And I looked in the stadium or at the stands. Stands were absolutely packed.
I'm trying to think, would Geneseo be in the same conference?
I think it would
as Rock
be.
Island?
I think it is Geneseo and Rock Island. But it was. But I'm just looking at it and I'm thinking. There's no distancing. They're packing the stands in there.
Yeah.
That's probably not a really good idea.
Yeah.
Do people care?
I would have to agree. Yeah. But
But Scott County is way down the list. My wife teaches in Muscatine County. They're way down the list. They're down at 4 or 5% right now in terms of positivity rate. We're falling. We're at 12.8 now. We were at 15.5 just last Thursday, which is what caused the game to be canceled. But they had restrictions. West Burlington football players could only get two tickets to go to the game. They played at Fort Madison, and Fort Madison is still in the top five in term. The two biggies are Story County, where Ames is located, and Johnson County, where Iowa City is located. Both the University of Iowa and Iowa State. UNI doesn't seem to be a surge. There's no surge in Blackhawk County.
Let's call it an increase rather than a surge is what we're trying to get at.
Well,
here.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's a question that, and as I said, my wife said, hey, look, you go to the store, go to some stores and you'll see, I go to Hy-Vee pretty much and I'll see 75 to 80% wearing masks. Okay. I go to other places and I'll walk in and it looks like maybe 20% are wearing masks. Do you see the same thing?
Or? Yeah.
For the most part, yeah.
And it depends on where you go, too. All the people that are mad at Menards for making more masks are all shopping at Lowe's now. And it's become like this sign of, look how stupid I am. I don't wear a mask. I shop at Lowe's.
More room at Menards for me.
Yeah. It's very weird how people are clinging to this identity of not wanting to conform,
Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's being defiant, that people want to be defiant. They're angry about what's going on, and they're angry, either they're angry with the government or they're angry at something going on. So it's, well, if these folks lie to me about everything else, they're probably lying to me about this too. You know, when you're constantly being told by the media that the government's lying to you, no matter who the president is, you know, when Obama was president, Obama was lying to us all the time. When Bush was president, Bush was constantly lying to us all the time. That's what the media tells us. So when you're sowing that distrust in the government, which has been on high alert for the last 3 years of telling everyone not to believe anything the government says, they were hired by Russia, they're not real president, he's a super fascist, he's a Nazi, all right? Why would you believe any of the thing that his cabinet is telling you about what's going on with this virus? So, and some people are exact opposite. They're only saying that, but they don't want to say it. They just say it because they have to, and the president doesn't want us to wear a mask. Anyone can find justification to back up whatever crazy thing they're thinking.
What I don't understand, here's another thing that just totally baffles me. This Portland, 89 or 92 days now, and what is, I mean, why? Why? I mean, look, I understand you had protests for, you know, when you had an event or something or a significant thing going on. But why continue a protest? Is this now your full-time job?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's Portland. Mm-hmm. For anyone that's been to Portland or knows anything about Portland, it's a very strange town. It's very, very liberal. To the point where it's
extreme
as
left.
Far left as a city could be right now. And they're so afraid of looking bad by stopping this protest that they're just going to let it run out of control. Anytime that a government agency steps in to help them, they kick them out of the city. And as soon as they do, it gives the protesters, they dig their heels in deeper because they just, well, we just defeated the government. And they just sent 500 agents and we just defeated them. We're going to stay here even longer. And what they need is for somebody in that city to step up, make a concrete decision, and stick by it instead of waffling on every single thing. We're gonna allow the Chaz zone. We're not going to allow it. Oh, we're gonna let them protest, but we're gonna bring in government help to stop it.
What did we have
the
in
Chaz
Seattle?
Zone?
You remember Chaz?
Yeah, I remember Chaz. Well, I just didn't
Seattle,
think I'd hear that.
Seattle. Well, Seattle. What they had? They had what is it? They had what was the zone that they had? It was a police free zone.
Yeah. They set one up in Portland. They set one up in D.C. as well. They tried to the big one.
They tried to set one up outside the White House.
Yeah, they tried to do it all over the place, but the one that worked was there in Oregon, and we heard about it on the news.
And in Seattle, too.
Yeah.
Seattle, it worked for about a week.
Yeah, until somebody got killed.
Yeah, and so Portland is known for having very extremist protesters who are constantly protesting. It when before Trump was president, Portland people would hold these sort of protests over hot dogs and things like that.
I thought that was San Francisco.
No,
Portland
no.
is a very extreme left ideal as a city with very extreme left ideals.
Yeah, San Francisco is a liberal city. Portland is the extreme, the super extreme.
I'll tell you what you've got this is in California right now. I don't care whether there's fires going out all over the place. I got a fire within 22 miles of where my sister lives north of San Francisco. Beyond that, fires. The other thing that they have is they have a homeless problem that is absolutely gone berserk and a criminal problem that's gone berserk beyond that. We're talking about checking into a hotel. You check into a hotel in San Francisco, and they say, okay, you have to – now, you cannot park advisory. You cannot park on the street. Otherwise, you're going to have – your windows will be smashed, and anything you have in your car will be taken. That's what they say. They also say, if you leave the hotel, you must come in, and you must make sure that you – come in on this entrance where there's this mat, which will then remove the human feces and discarded drug paraphernalia that is all littered all over the streets apparently. And this is San Francisco.
Well, I can tell you why they have such a bad homeless problem. It's because the cost of living in that state is ridiculous.
But it's okay. So they live on the street. And but that's the other thing is that, leave. Look, if it's.
There's a whole rest of the country.
There's a whole rest of the country, exactly.
Yeah, but the rest of the country doesn't allow them to just openly defecate on the sidewalk with no repercussions. Why would they go anywhere else? They're in.
Somewhere you can afford a toilet?
They're in a warm place that's warm year round. They don't have to worry about winter. When you're in California, okay? So you can be homeless all year round and not have to worry about dying outside.
It's the same.
Like you have to do in Chicago.
The same rules apply in Los Angeles. They also have done, what they've done is they've made any of these offenses misdemeanors, and so they're no longer, you know.
Like what? Like being homeless should not be a crime.
Not homelessness, but offenses, property theft crimes are considered misdemeanors as opposed to any felonies right now.
I think it all depends on what you're stealing. It's most of those crimes have a dollar amount affixed to them.
We'll take a look. Maybe
you kind of have to tier list this a little bit.
I know, and it's
it's not as bad if you're stealing a bag of chips instead of stealing a car.
Yeah, it's. I don't think most of the crime that's being committed by homeless people. Shouldn't be a felony.
It's petty theft.
It's small things. Even if it is a crime to begin with.
Well, I'm not necessarily talking about homeless here. I'm just talking about the fact that you've got a criminal element that is in existence there that seems to be running amok and free and clear.
I don't think about that when I think of San Francisco. I think about that when I think of Chicago. I don't think of it.
Yes,
you
we
know.
Think about that when we think of Chicago.
But,
I don't think about it in Chicago. There's certain areas of Chicago I would think about it.
Why wouldn't? Well, the only city we hear about people constantly being gunned down every weekend is Chicago.
But it's black on black crime for the most part in Chicago, and it's in a specific area. It's in far to the west and far of the South.
But just because it's black on black crime doesn't mean it's not the most dangerous place in the country.
Oh, and there's a ton of white on white crime.
And most of the victims of these shootings aren't involved.
No, they're innocent.
There's a good a good chunk of these victims who are just innocent bystanders who get caught in the crossfire. You know, it's to dismiss it, it's black on black crime. There's nothing we can do about it.
No, I'm just saying it's
still crime.
It's still
dangerous.
With extreme exceptions, and they did have, we had one of those exceptions when we had a riot that began in way south, and then it moved in. They took it down Michigan Avenue and went through the Miracle Mile.
And they ransacked it.
Beyond that, no, it's I found I have not had any crime issues at all, and all of the visits and all. And my daughter's lived there now for almost 10 years.
Yeah, well, what areas of the city were you going to?
Well, we're in the northern part of this. We're north, River North.
You're in probably the most affluent part of the city.
You're staying out of half the city that's shooting at each other.
Just
because you've never seen it doesn't mean it's not there. We hear about it every weekend.
Oh, it's there. It is there.
Over 4th of July weekend last year, over 100 people got shot.
I don't go to those places. Okay.
Okay. Well, you're not going to Chicago then, Steve.
Going to real Chicago.
We go all over Chicago, but not to those particular places. So, I know. And look, I understand some of the West Loop is an area where it's the West Loop is very close, right next to a very, very bad neighborhood. Google came in and changed that. They changed the entire complexity of that neighborhood, but you know, the fact is, I'm not going to talk about Chicago. We'll talk about anything else. I think the fact is, why are we surging in Iowa? Why are we overall? Is it fatigue? Is it people apathy? You said
it's just people don't care anymore.
Is it people that just say I'm mad as heck and I'm not going to take it anymore?
We are having that broadcast news moment.
And no, I said, is that what it is?
Well, I mean, I think part of it is people not taking it serious enough. But another part of it is we just hadn't gotten the wave of it like the rest of the country did. You know, and we were locked down at a time where we had no cases. You know, there was pretty much just a case here, a case there. Each county had like one or two here or there, and we locked ourselves completely down, and now we're not willing lock ourselves down we actually need to.
Did we have a mask? We did not. We've never had a mask mandate.
No, and we
had a lot of recommendations.
We should, especially when the numbers are reflecting the way that it is right now.
Why don't we? Is it Governor Reynolds?
Because someone shut up. That's why.
Yeah, because someone's got a big old brown nose, you know, that's buried deep. Right in the behind of the president.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
How are you going to get reelected by the Republicans if you don't follow everything that the Republicans are doing? You know?
Don't mince your words, Mikey J.
Hey.
Say what you mean.
Our governor's an idiot. How about that? Our governor's an idiot who doesn't care about the state or the people's health. She only cares about her own image because she wants to get reelected.
What did we hear? Karen on steroids?
Yeah.
That's what I remember saying, something like that. Maybe.
There we go. You know, we're going to take a break, and we will be back after the news, and we'll talk more about what is going on. And our phone lines are open at 754-1490. Republican convention took place last week. Democrats before that. The race seems to be tightening up if you follow the different polls. But, I don't know what people's feelings are in terms of what's going on and what isn't going on. All right, we'll talk more about that and anything else on your mind. We'll be back after this.
Friday night is football night on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. This Friday, join Scott Mason and John Flaherty as Burlington travels to Devonport North. Brought to you by Rhinesmith's Flooring America, Bob Dodds Insurance, Kirk Massner Family Dentistry, Heath Wrench, the Danville State Savings Bank, Courtesy Door, Ritter's Garden Center, and Standard of Beaverdale. BHS Football, 7 p.m. Friday night on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.
It's the hottest day of the year. You're out mowing your yard, sweat running into your eyes, down your back. Time to take a break. You walk into your home, feels cool and fresh. Or does it? Hi, this is Bob Jern from Jern Heating and Air Conditioning. Now's the time to think air conditioning. If that old unit was acting up last year, let's get a new high-efficiency unit installed. That way, when the temperatures hit 98 degrees, you'll be enjoying the cool comfort of your new Amana air conditioner. Just needing a tune-up? Don't end up waiting your turn for service this summer. Give us a call now. No matter what brand you have, we'll make any adjustments you need to make sure your home stays at the consistent temperature you want. For all your cooling and heating needs, give us a call today. Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer, serving Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. With 24-hour service and never an overtime charge.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Got grays? Then you've got to get your hands on the number one root concealer in the world from L'Oreal. Magic Root Cover-Up Spray. In just 3, 2, 1, you're done. Sprays on easily, dries in a flash, washes out in one shampoo. Works on every hair color and every hair texture. Magic Root Cover-Up Spray. With 8 beautiful shades that blend right in, you'll see why it's number one. Magic Root Cover-Up Spray by L'Oreal Paris. Look for the turquoise can at your local retailer.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
News brought to you by Kelly O'Shea's Pub and Grill, featuring a full menu including seafood, steaks, chops, pub sandwiches, whole catfish, and appetizers, as well as nightly specials. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty. Two area schools on Friday confirmed a positive case of COVID-19. On Friday, the New London School District confirmed in a post on Facebook that a student had tested positive for the virus. The district said that only 4 students had been recommended to quarantine for 10 days after contact tracing was conducted by Henry County Public Health. The district also stressed that no staff members had tested positive or had symptoms of the virus. Also on Friday, West Central School District in Biggsville confirmed their first positive case. Superintendent Paula Markey told the Hawkeye that the district canceled school on Friday after Henderson County Public Health informed them on Thursday that a middle school student had tested positive. The school called off classes on Friday to allow for better contact tracing and cleaning of school facilities. The Illinois State Police is reporting the death of one person following a single vehicle crash in Warren County. On Saturday at approximately 6:20 p.m., 52-year-old Martin Polk of Macomb and several passengers were traveling westbound on 40th Avenue near 40th Street in Warren County. Polk lost control of the vehicle and ran off the south side of the road, overturned, and came to rest in a cornfield. One of the passengers, 67-year-old Clester May of Macomb, died in the crash, while the driver Polk and 3 other passengers, 41-year-old Michael Clark of Nashville, Tennessee, 54-year-old Patricia Polk of Macomb, and 49-year-old Angela Alcantara of Macomb were transported to an area hospital with injuries. Martin Polk was issued citations for aggravated DUI, DUI, improper lane usage, failure to reduce speed to avoid a crash, aggravated reckless driving, and driving with a license revoked. The Illinois Supreme Court says anyone entering a courthouse in the state should be wearing a face mask to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The state's highest court issued an order Thursday including face masks in its rules governing who is admitted into courthouses, saying it applies to judges, court staff, attorneys, jurors, and others. State health officials on Sunday reported nearly 2,000 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Illinois and 11 additional deaths. Overall, the state has reported 233,355 confirmed cases and 8,019 deaths. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler blames violence in his city, including the fatal shooting of a Trump supporter Saturday, on the president, saying he's created hate and division. White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox,
"That is a preposterous assertion."
Joe Biden's deputy campaign manager, Kate Bedingfield, tells Fox News Sunday the president does incite violence.
He has at every opportunity tried to fan the flames here, and that is the reason we are living in Donald Trump's America.
Biden campaigns in Pennsylvania today. A St. Louis police officer shot while responding to a shooting Saturday, Tamaris Bohannon, has died.
His family confirms in an emotional letter writing that Bohannon was a hero to many, including his loving wife and 3 incredible children. The suspect, who barricaded himself inside a home, has been arrested.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
The weather outside is beautiful, and that means it's patio season. It's time for sun, fun, and exceptional food and drinks, only at Kelly O'Shea's. Dine in for fresh summer delights, or use their carry-out and curbside pickup options, available on Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, to keep you warm and happy during the day's end. Check out their menu at Kelly O'Shea's Pub's Facebook page to see what's to offer. Not your average pub, not the average way. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly cloudy today, tonight, and tomorrow with a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. A high today, 81 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, a 30% chance of more showers than thunderstorms. A low down to 60. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 79 degrees. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 today, becoming northwest this afternoon. And right now, we've got skies that continue to be cloudy, 70 degrees.
I'm Peter Schachnow, CNBC. The last trading day of August brings a whole new look to the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The Dow 30 has three new members as of today, Salesforce.com, Honeywell, and Amgen. They replace ExxonMobil, Raytheon Technologies, and Pfizer. Another Dow stock has somewhat of a new look. Apple's 4-for-1 stock split goes into effect today, giving Apple a lower per share price and less of an influence on the Dow. A similar story for automaker Tesla. It's trading on a post-split basis beginning today after declaring a 5-for-1 split earlier this month. With one trading day left to go in the month, both the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 are on track to post their largest monthly percentage gains since 1984. United Airlines is permanently eliminating ticket change fees in an effort to win back business following the pandemic-induced travel slump. United's standard ticket change fee had been $200 per ticket. Peter Schachnow, CNBC.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Paint? No. Paramount isn't just paint. It's the number one paint in overall interior hide and stain resistance, providing the most advanced protection in just one coat. And now you can get that same outstanding protection with our new Paramount One Coat White. This first-of-its-kind one-coat ready mix white provides a beautiful white finish. You'll find Paramount paint exclusively at Menards. In third-party tests, interior paint claims versus super premium home center brands in eggshell sheen.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Savings are mail-in rebate. See store for details.
When there's a change in the weather,
it's horrible out here,
and you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it's going to be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and online at KBUR.com.
Welcome back on a Soup to Nuts Day. I'm not sure who the soup is and who the nuts are, but we've got, we're talking about anything and everything.
Well, it's a little soup and everything's nuts.
Well, I think we're talking a little bit about medical marijuana, the conflicting stories on medical marijuana and how it operates. I really didn't know. I was looking up the information. We've got recreational marijuana, or cannabis, to be specific, across
in
the
Illinois.
River. What the closest place is Galesburg, is that
I
right?
I think there was supposed to be one in Galesburg. They've had a bunch of delays getting it up just because of things out of their control.
Yeah, and
there's one in Galesburg.
Oh, are they finally opened?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mikey says, there's one in Galesburg.
Yeah. they are open.
Okay. Well, good to know. Okay, I'm learning. Yep. I'm learning things as I go. One that we have some. There are, and we did look up. There were three official medical marijuana or medical cannabis dispensaries in Iowa. One in Fulton, that I guess is
Fulton, Illinois, is a city opposite the Mississippi River in Illinois from Clinton.
And they utilize. They will accept Iowa medical.
Yes, because.
Cannabis cards.
It's right next to Iowa, literally. You can see.
Yeah. So they're, but so it's a cooperative, I guess, agreement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but you're saying is that otherwise, let's go to the phones here before we do anything more. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
This is Steam, basically. Basically, I'm going to put this straight. The Democrats are now blaming Trump for all this violence. All I got to say is this. That's a bunch of bull crap.
Be careful. Be careful.
To encourage this, you had a woman be on one of the late night shows encouraging people, I quote, to get an in, people support Trump, get in their face and yell at them and do anything, basically. They're the ones who encourage this. And now what's happening?
Wait a minute. Now you're saying a woman.
Stop the violence. It is, people are getting killed. Now there's, well, you can't take the genie out of the bottle. You let it out, and now they're being hypocrites because their polls are going down.
So you're saying the Democrats are causing all of the violence? Is that what you're saying right now? Yeah. Is that true?
There was a woman on television, a senator, who said, I quote, get in people that support Trump, get in their face, yell at them. She was on late night on TV.
Well, anyone can do anything. Yeah, that's her. That's in her opinion. She does not represent. She's not representing
that. And encouraged it.
Look. Hey, look. I see it. Dean.
No.
Stop.
Violence is wrong, and I don't care.
Yes, it's wrong, Feinbaus, for everybody.
And they're saying, listen.
But you don't blame the Republicans or the Democrats.
I was at the dentist's office. I was waiting for them to get back from lunch. Basically, this guy who didn't like Trump wanted to argue with me about it. I told him two times, I don't want to talk about politics. I said, I have a right in American to, I think this is America, that I have a right to my opinion, you have a right to yours. And I got another question for you. Here's another question.
Okay. Question.
Here's another. If you're in a restaurant or in a beauty salon and somebody comes up to you and wants you to put up a fist and say Black Lives Matter, and if you try to get up and then they spit upon you, call you names, four-letter words, or you go to a Trump rally and they give you the finger twice and do the same thing, or you're a senator and 100 people gather around you and do the same thing, what would you do? What would you do if they came to your house at 1 or 2 a.m. and a bullhorn? What would you do?
Well, I would call the police first because that would be a noise complaint violation.
What would you do if the police wouldn't come?
What's that?
What would you do if the police wouldn't come?
What do you mean if the police wouldn't come?
If they basically just wouldn't come because they don't want to get involved.
The police don't do that, and they're not doing that across the country. Like you're going to try to say they are. They're not. They still are showing up. They're still showing up to calls. And if there's an angry group of people, and you're talking about the 100 people that surrounded, 100 people surrounded Rand Paul here recently and harassed him as he was walking into the courthouse.
After Trump's speech, yeah.
And guess what? He was protected by the police. They protected him.
Really? Then why did they push him?
They pushed him, and the police protected him. He didn't get a scratch on him, and you're trying to say that these are the people that aren't going to show up and protect people from the crowd. They protected him. He was a senator. They had 10 cops around him protecting him as they walked him through that crowd of agitators. So you try to...
Why do we have to put up with this?
Put up with what, Dean? Put up with what?
America.
People saying stuff that you don't like?
Respect other people's opinion.
Yeah, we can. We can respect other people's opinions. And
well, I don't see it in this country.
Well, you're not looking.
I don't see it.
You're not looking, Dean.
Because you just watch CBN every morning, Dean. Because you're just listening to whatever they're going to tell you, and then you're going to come on here and repeat the same opinion. You're going
to
come on here and repeat the same opinion you heard this morning without doing any sort of research. It's not what you believe. It's the facts that you're trying to bring forward right here. You're trying to use those opinions and present them as facts for people.
I mean, it's happening in America.
You're saying Democrats bad, Republicans good, Trump perfect. Okay, we got you.
The same thing during before we went into war, and basically, until it happens to you, then maybe understand.
Well, it hasn't happened to you either, Dean.
Well, no.
It hasn't happened to you. So you can't stand on that. You can't give me that argument from authority.
If you go out there in Chicago or in the cities or Des Moines,
okay,
and if you wear a hat and you're for Mega Trump,
I see people every day.
Beat up.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
I see tons of people wearing Trump
more
stuff.
Than half of the people that voted in the last election voted for Trump. That means more than half of the eligible voters in this country, you know, people that showed up were Trump supporters.
I see flags waving in every neighborhood for Trump. Make America great again.
One neighborhood where they
keep America great. That's his new slogan.
This woman told him, take your flag.
No, come on. Don't. Dean, you're not going to get away with it. You can't.
Yeah.
You're not going to get away with saying that people are. Look, the Democrats have a ton of really bad people. The Republicans have a ton of really bad people that are working or that are elected to office. But it's not a matter of A or B. They both are the both parties. We need a third party, and we're not going to look. You want to believe what you see and hear. That's simply not going to cut it. Goodbye. And yes, 9:46 KBUR. We're going to take a break.
Welcome to the program.
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
People weren't talking about Dallas pulling off the upset. Doc Rivers has got a problem here. Now, it's never as big a problem as the Lakers. But the Clippers might be a better all-around team than the Lakers, and you can't get everybody on the same page. You know, playoff P, Paul George, small p, hasn't done anything here.
Dan Patrick. The Dan Patrick Show.
Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Over the past few months, many of us have found ourselves with a little more time to tackle our to-do list. Maybe you finally got your garage cleaned out or your closets organized. We've all been accomplishing some things we put on the back burner. If pre-planning your funeral remains on that list, Crew Funeral Service is here to help. There are 85 decisions that must be made for every funeral, and all but one, the date, can be determined in advance. Call Crew Funeral Service or stop by our Division Street location for a free guide to help you get started.
After everything that's happened this year, you deserve some fun. A boat to relax in on the river, an RV so you can road trip, or maybe an ATV to explore the backcountry. I'm Brady, your consumer loan specialist at the Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, I can get you pre-approved for the loan you'll need. One more way, the Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free Talk Live.
At one time was the greatest plot of land on the entire earth. I don't know if we can make that claim anymore.
The evidence is that it cannot claim to be the economically freest country in earth. All you have to do is look at the Conservative Heritage Foundation's numbers. And you can go to freetheworld.com, look there too. The fact is, United States, not the freest country in the world. Sorry.
Free Talk Live, weeknights from 11 till midnight on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Been any reason, and I think sometimes it feels like when we're doing this show that there's an awful lot of unreasonable things that are going on that don't seem to have any particular significance. One, we live in Iowa where we should have some restrictions as the virus surges, and a mask wearing a mandate certainly seems to be one of those things. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Stop picking on Dean. He's doing the best he can.
You got a question for us, Jack?
Yeah. Real quick, watching the different things in the newspaper about, you know, the virus tracking and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
You know, I was brought up, you know, in a free country. I didn't have to basically, you know, wear masks when I was growing up. But now they're saying, oh, you got to wear masks because you're going to kill everybody and stuff like that. Or, you know, you're spitting the germs or whatever the case to be. Some people will get this virus and some people won't. And
yeah.
I wish they would stop with the thing, well, everybody's got to confide to what the government says or we're going to arrest you.
Well,
it's going to come down to that.
We do it in every other aspect of our life. Like, I don't understand why the mask is such a big deal. It's against the law to litter. Everyone throws their trash in the trash can. It's just a rule we've come up with. And the reason we do it is to keep the environment sanitary so disease doesn't spread. And we all have collectively agreed to do that behavior to keep each other safe.
Hey, Jack, every place where they have used a mask mandate has seen a drop in coronavirus COVID-19 cases. And the bottom line here is not so much, but we're seeing a surge here in Iowa. And I think that a lot of it is fatigue. I think people saying, I'm tired of not doing all the stuff I want to do. They're getting together. There was a big birthday party in my neighborhood across the street from me over the weekend. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that's, and I was cars parked all up and down the street and gathering. And now, okay, were they wearing masks? No. But it's the fact that I think it's like, well, we've always had a party here before, so why not? And I think there's things we have had to modify and to change, and we're tired of it. And I think a lot of people are just right now saying, what the heck? I'm going to just go ahead and do what I want to do. I'd like to go to Chicago, but I can't go to Chicago because we are banned from Chicago. Well, we know you're
quarantined
orders. And I think that's the issue is not freedom is as much as the fact that the places that we're in a situation with this thing where we have a surging virus right now, and we've got a lot of people that don't wear masks and don't care to, and they go into places. And now, is that going to solve all of the issues? No, but I think the fact is, we have places that we should be shutting down, and I'm not saying all bars, but they're talking.
We have places that should be shut down and places that don't need to be shut down.
Yeah, well, I'm saying is that, yes, if they shut down bars, do they shut down restaurants too?
No.
I think they should. They should allow the restaurants to do carry-out ordering.
They
but
should,
if
definitely.
If they're not going to allow people to sit inside a bar, they should not allow people to sit inside a restaurant. It's the same thing.
Well, I think the fact is that there's not people don't go to bars to sit for the most part. They go to bars to
socialize.
Meet, to socialize, and that is one of the problems that we're facing, particularly in university cities. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think bars are part of the spread. But, I mean, getting back to the
surges in particular.
Even if the bars are closed, those kids are going to get together on their own.
Getting back to the main point Jack
was
making.
I'll hang up real quick, but here's the thing. He said, is it going to come down to the point now where we will have to do this because the government says it?
The thing is,
it's not actually stopping the spread right now.
It is if everyone does it, but everyone won't do it. And so
it's not been proven that this is going to resolve the issue.
It's not going to resolve the issue, but it will.
It can't cure this virus.
Trying to do is buy us time and keep as many people from getting infected until we get the vaccine.
It's a mitigation
effort.
That's
the whole point of it. But to address your initial question about whether it's a violation of rights to force people to wear a mask, we give up all sorts of our rights every single day for the public good. You know, in a speed limit is a perfect example of that. If you have a car that can go 200 miles an hour, why do you stop at 65 because they put a sign on the side of the road? Why is the government allowed to tell you how fast you could drive? If you're Dale Earnhardt Jr. and you're a professional race car driver, why can't he drive 200 miles an hour? Because it's unsafe for everybody else that's going to try that. Overall, it's better for everyone if we all agree to go.
I will let you go, but stop picking on Dean.
Okay, Jack.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
But I mean, we in our life, we follow all sorts of rules that are for the greater good, and the speed limit is one of those. We could drive a 100 miles an hour.
Jack, thanks for calling in, okay? All right. Yeah. I think he's gone. Anyway, The reality is we have issues that are going on in Iowa. We're trying to do some things that we're not shutting down anything anywhere, any place, except I believe there's a few counties, I believe, that they shut down the bars.
I believe the end date for that shutdown effective tomorrow, I believe, is September 20th.
Okay.
I believe Lynn and Johnson counties were two of them.
And I think that's, you know,
Woodbury was another one, I believe.
And I think that they're trying to, you know, and I don't know whether or not, but if New York had nailed this thing, and in New York and New Jersey, and Jersey's different right now, but New York is, this thing's under control in New York, And they put pretty severe restrictions on what you could or could not do. And masks were mandatory, and they still are.
It's not a permanent.
You cannot go into a restaurant in New York City.
And the thing about masks is it's not seen as an ultimate fix to the solution.
No.
But it's the best mitigation effort we have with this thing. It's the best way to work around it and still be in public.
The people that are positive that don't know that they're positive, or the people that do
the
have
mask
that
is
possibility.
Not to keep you safe from other people. It's to keep other people safe from you.
That's exactly right. And I think that's what I know there's personal freedom, and I mentioned the fact of going to Hy-Vee and talking to a manager.
I personally hate wearing a mask going outside. I hate it, but I still do it because I don't want to get somebody sick.
We don't want to offend customers and to make them feel uncomfortable. I understand, but you see, if it's mandatory everywhere, then it's not offending them. It's just what you do.
Yeah,
yeah, but you're still going to get those people who are like, I don't want to wear it because it's a violation of my personal rights.
And that's fine. No. But they have a right as a store, to deny them entry.
They have a right to say, if you're not going to wear one, go shop somewhere
else.
It's
way easier for them to do that if the governor has made a mandate to do it. They can say, it's not our policy, it's the governor's policy, and then they don't look like the bad guy.
What we have is store by store. You go to Target right now, you'll see outside the door, mask wearing required to enter this store.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of the corporate stores, they got onto mask mandates really early.
Well, when you have locations all across the country, you're going
to
set one rule. You're going to set one policy for everyone.
Walmart was on a mask mandate.
And then they backpedaled.
And they backpedaled and backed out of it. Now, it seems to be the least,
I don't know how their sales are doing.
I don't know how sales are doing either, but
they're doing just fine. They're talking about buying TikTok today, so.
Let's not
pretend like they're hurting.
Let's not get into TikTok. Other thing.
Well, they've been crushing it all through the pandemic. You know, where are all these anti-maskers going to get their hair cut in NASCAR T-shirt? You know, not wear a mask.
Well, who's Walmart competing? Walmart's competing with Amazon.
I was around some places this past week, and I saw somebody wearing a mask that said, "This mask is useless."
Well, as long as they're wearing it, you know, it's irony is fine with me.
I'm just like, that's
me.
Some genius marketing there.
I've seen that people, like, there are producers of masks that have anti-mask statements on them.
That's just genius marketing.
That's right. When you can sell a mask to somebody who is protesting masks.
You are a master.
That's ultimate capitalism.
That's true. If you're wearing it, if you're keeping your potential virus that you might have, that you don't know if you have, from getting to other people, yes. I think that's... And
you don't have to wear it everywhere, just at bare minimum wear it where it's required.
And I think the key point, I think, is get used to just having it in your pocket and putting it on when you're going into a store, a place of business. It just seems to make sense, doesn't it? I mean...
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, like I said.
And you can take it off as soon as you get out of there, take it off.
Yeah. Like I said, I hate wearing it, especially for someone like me. I have a massive beard. I hate wearing it, but I still do it.
Yeah. We don't know. We were talking before we went on, and final words today about how many positive cases on a particular football team college football team in one of the conferences that's playing, how many positive cases are required to shut down that game.
Well, I think there's a lot of other factors in
that. Yes, I don't know, but there's no
how quickly can you do contact tracing? How quick can you get test results?
There's no fixed number yet. Yeah. No.
They're still trying to work this out. And even, we got conferences coming back, and we saw the Big Ten's backpedaling hard on their decision.
Backpedaling on their decision?
Yeah, they're looking at starting up in mid-November.
Mid-November now?
Yeah, because a bunch of parents, the players, and fans were picketing outside of their offices.
Really?
Yeah.
I did see January and in dome stadiums.
No, they're trying to get in mid-November now. That's what they were talking about. Because the Big Ten and the Pac-12, when they decided to opt out of the season, like, we're going to be the shining example because we care about player safety. And then everybody just went the complete opposite direction with their reaction.
News and information leader for over 75 years. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.